yesterday, and how did the viewing party go?
Yeah, it was good, you know, just to hear the comments and some of the laughter. It was a good game, you know, just because of the weight of it. So every play is, you're holding your breath if you're cheering for one team or the other, and a pretty impressive defensive effort by the Canadians. I thought they were just really solid and really good. And you play like that, they're not going to lose very many games ever. But that, you know, if that team plays well defensively, they're going to get enough to win games.
This guy preaches fast hockey. Was that a fun game to watch?
Yeah, it is so different. The big rink, and then the big rink on TV doesn't give you any appreciation. You know, when you the game is a lot faster than it looks on TV, the NHL game, but nothing like a game like that on big rink. If you got two teams that are trying to skate, so not your standard KHL game, but every once in a while, you know, when Malkin was there, we'd get out against a team that wanted to skate and not play defense, and it was incredibly fast. You know, that extra bit of ice lets guys wind it up. They can escape, and there's so much more motion. So that's when the game's great on the ice like that, when there is a little bit. Canada played so well defensively, though. It didn't look like the Americans had much time and space to move the puck, so they slowed the game down on them pretty well.
What do you think it'll mean for Oleinikin to bring the bronze medal home from that experience?
Well, I'm wondering what that medal means, right? So in a country of that size, I would think that they'd be pretty proud of that, and they should be proud of that. At the same time, everybody over there is real competitive. They want to win the gold. So I'm going to wait to – I don't know what it means to him. I'm going to ask – that's going to be one of the first things I ask him when he gets back. I mean, that's quite an accomplishment. To medal at the Olympics in any sport is a great thing. But, you know, is it different? If Canada brought one back, I'm not sure that they would be as excited about it maybe that Finland did with the population that they have. But that was a really long way to say I'm not sure.
Okay, there were a lot of tears and things from today, so it seemed like it meant a lot to them anyway.
Well, good, and then that's awesome for him, and hopefully, he's had a real good year here, so this should be part of him feeling strong for the stretch.
Pretty good tournament too.
Yeah, he did. You know, I mean, I was a little confused why he made the miss the net clip on the coach's corner. I was watching it from a distance because then it ended. I thought something real bad happened, but he just missed the net. And, but he played real well. And he played defensively very well. I thought actually was playing on the line with two other guys that I've coached in Jokinen and Ruutu. It was a pretty good line, and they had some success. I saw Jokinen score today. I didn't see the goal. So hopefully they were the other Jokinen, sorry, UC Jokinen. Pretty good line.
So no rift created between the American and Canadian players on your team after that that game yesterday? Or?
No. You know what? It was quieter than I think it had been in the past. Like, going back 10 years ago, even if there was a, I don't know, a real division, but some pretty harsh comments would go back. It was personal, right? Here, I didn't get the sense there. Now it's more of a joke, good-natured joking about where they're from. And when you go back 30 years to junior hockey, we were one of the team that I played for in Windsor, Mr. Kermanis from Compuware owned, we were one of the first teams that started to bring in American-born players. And it wasn't easy for them. I mean, they got the extra stick on the ice, and everybody knew who the American guys were. So, and then I think you flash forward probably 8-9 years later, we won the OHL championship. And half our team was U.S. Now, we were based out of Detroit then, but half the team was U.S.-born players, and by then it was just not that big a deal.
Any concern about letdown for Blake because he didn't play much, or do you think he'd still take the other things from the Olympic experience that'll have him motivated to push down the stretch track?
That would be my advice, and I'm not going to give him any. I mean, he'll process that event. I'm not there. You know, he'll process that event, but he played in the Olympics. And he's certainly, I know that the coach and staff here and the fans here and his teammates, he's a key, critical piece to our team and our success. So, to be honest with you, the only thing I thought is I'm hopeful that he's been able to stay in enough shape to play the minutes he's going to play. Now, that being said, he was on the ice every day, guaranteed, which puts him ahead of 90% of the league in the NHL, who were off for 8 days. But, yeah, I hope he comes back confident. We need him, and he deserves to be.
Consideration in getting these guys properly rested up, long trip back from Sochi?
I want to get them on the ice the first day they get in town, just to try to get them back on the clock, and then we'll take Pavlik and Frolik won't skate tomorrow outdoors. They're going to work out. And then we have a mandatory scheduled day off. We have to have one day off for our team. So we wanted to go push them through it, and then they'll get the Monday off. And then by that time, we expect that I'm ready and back. The other two guys, I would expect, unless they bring something back, they're practicing Tuesday, Wednesday with the team. And sometimes that's the price of paying in one of those Olympics. Sometimes you don't get rested as much as you want, but we need them back on the ice.
What's on the agenda for the outdoor practice?
Well, we're just warmth, I think, is number one, survival. Yes. We're going to do some survival drills where we huddle in the corner and light a little fire. We're going to do that for a while. We'll see. The last report was minus 35 with the wind chill. So we're going to probably skate in one direction against the wind if we're mad at them, and with the wind if we're not. We're going to go out for probably 5 or 10 minutes just to get the goaltenders to have a little feel and drop the puck and let them get back to what outdoor hockey is. It's a bunch of guys showing up at the same time and playing against each other. And these are great. You know what? The guys love them. The players love them. The coaches absolutely freeze to death these things because you're not skating. So I think they're great. Well, we did the one in Toronto. That was cold. That was brutal cold. And about 15 minutes into that thing, I'm thinking we're going to have to cancel this. And the players are all kind of looking at me like, are you serious, coach? Like, get us out of here. And then we started scrimmage. And then 20 minutes later, you got to drag them off the ice. You know, then so I think we're going to go right to that. Or we're going to the scrimmage early. And hopefully hopefully it's warm enough, because I know we have some kids coming out to skate with us too. So okay. We'd like them to have a good time.
Obviously, it's one game at a time mentality. But when you have 22 and 40-some days, what are maybe the keys to push through the sprint to the finish line, I guess?
The most critical key is handling the emotions. You know, you only get to take certain things out of each game. And then if you win, you take the positive confidence. And if you lose, you try to take the things that you did well. And as a staff, you try to fix the things kind of almost behind the scenes. Because how you feel and your well of willpower, how many times you got to go to that takes a price over these. These are all now. Well, let me do this. At one point in this 22, you're going to come in and ask me, could those be the two critical points? That question's getting asked, right? So if it's getting asked to me, the question's in the locker room. Somewhere, there's 5 or 6 teams now in this fight. They're going to lose a game and have to sit there and wonder, was that the 2 points? You know? So whoever handles those emotions, and we're all going to go through it best, I think wins. That's the team that makes it.
Thank you.